We all know the problems with fraud and dishonest quackery. People using phony testimonials, fake data, and other deceptive tricks to promote false or supernatural practices, usually for money or ideological purposes. There's another kind of dishonesty, though, that serves to create support for a given belief, not by presenting false evidence in favor of that belief, but by falsely denying its debunking. Making an issue seem more controversial than it really is on purely factual or logical grounds can keep a false position alive even after it has been thoroughly discredited, by making it seem as if there is support for it where there is not. That is, some supposed controversies are entirely fictional. They exist only because one side of the argument has been made up out of whole cloth, solely for the purpose of making the truthful side look doubtful, simply because there is a fictional controversy about it. If it's generally agreed that the truth of a given matter rests in one well-supported, widely accepted belief, then challenging that belief is hard and requires considerable countervailing evidence. But if an issue is disputed and there are two bodies of thought, neither of them can claim unchallengeable status as truth. Thus, simply creating a controversy, even a false one, inherently weakens the truthful side of an issue and focuses attention away from promulgating and extending that truth onto contesting its status as truth in the first place. This is the entire strategy behind creation science, for instance, but it occurs in many other areas as well. It's worth taking a look at some examples as a way of sensitizing ourselves to this common form of dishonest argumentation. The simplest way to make a false claim seem reasonable is to simply deny well-proven facts on the opposite side. This is the tactic of climate change deniers, who virulently nitpick every aspect of science that is not only well-verified, but accepted by virtually the entire professional community of climatologists. When people who seek the truth engage in a good-faith discussion of facts and evidence on a given subject, they will willingly respond to objections and challenges by opponents. If those opponents argue in bad faith and refuse to accept evidence, regardless of confirmation or support, they can take advantage of honest researchers by forcing them to continue to defend what they have already proven. A variation on this is to prevent falsehood in the trappings of fact, to counter actual facts on the opposite side. This was seen in the fictional controversy over the harmfulness of smoking, in which an entire scientific apparatus was created to promulgate distorted or falsified research in contradiction of what was, in fact, the actual known truth of the matter. This allowed tobacco company interests to claim for years that the science on the subject was not settled, when in fact it had been for most of that time. The use of science as a form of distortion or distraction is an especially powerful means of sustaining a fictional controversy. Another version of denial is to prevent seeming alternatives that are in fact groundless but divert attention from the real issue. This is a favored tactic of creationists, who have generated masses of supposed theories challenging perfectly ordinary aspects of everyday science. This includes not just outlandish theories, such as that the Grand Canyon was created in a single flood lasting just a few weeks, but utterly made-up theories, such as that galaxies look far away because the speed of light changes as you go out in space. This tactic not only muddies the waters by creating a fictional controversy, but can trap critics into absurd and endless arguments against these false claims, which again delays productive work on more reasonable theories. Another tactic is to superficially act out the process of rational argumentation while flatly abjuring the one critical requirement of rationality, to respond to the content of the arguments itself. Remember that the purpose of fictional controversy is merely to be controversial. Actually allowing the argument to proceed to a true and logical conclusion would be counterproductive. In this vein, we still see claims of human footprints accompanying dinosaur tracks and fossil beds, long after those claims have been debunked even by other creationists. Making the same tired claims over and over without any progress on factual or logical grounds sustains the argument without ever allowing it to reach a conclusion. One of the boldest methods of creating fictional controversy is simply to stipulate that there is a controversy without even bothering to establish a contrarian point of view. As, for instance, when school boards and state legislatures pass laws demanding that science classes teach the controversy in areas of science where there, in fact, is none. This puts the power of the state behind fringe beliefs without requiring them to do the work of earning a place in the discourse. There are other ways of creating fictional controversies. The previous examples are common ones, though, and they're hardly restricted to the specific instances I gave. We can recognize fictional controversies in many debates over topics involving heated issues of religious belief, human values, or public policy. Diffusing them, though, is a more difficult matter. Most skeptics are familiar with the turning the tables tactic that often accompanies fictional controversies. The fringe proponent makes some ridiculous claim and then demands that you prove it's not true. The correct response, of course, is that the one making the claim has to prove that it is true. Science is the process of providing evidence for theoretical claims, not investigating things for which there is not evidence. Here again, though, fictional controversies can undermine sound reasoning by making it seem, or at least making uninformed people believe, that the false claim actually has been supported and the true one has been countered in some way. It's easy to get sucked into defending well-established science against the falsehoods of bad faith critics, which, paradoxically, immediately concedes the existence of the fictional controversy as soon as you try to debunk it. Traditional skepticism can seem like an innocently simple thing in comparison. There have always been frauds, but the defense against them was simply to point out that their claims were false. There have always been ignorant or confused people, but the sincere ones could be educated. Today, as so many scientific subjects become targets for those with ideological, financial, or religious interests in denying facts about the natural world, conflicts over the nature of basic reality have become more heated and tactics more underhanded. One powerful tool for skeptics is to be aware not only that there are false arguments to be countered, but many that are deliberately false, created only for the sake of confusing the issue or delaying its resolution. Fictional controversies are not diffused by engaging in factual debate. In fact, initiating that debate on false pretenses is precisely what fictional controversies attempt to achieve. They must be identified not as controversies, but as frauds in and of themselves, and the skeptical response tailored accordingly.